Public service announcement. I have just temporarily closed the doors to Lifestyle Business School. If you are a current or aspiring expertise-based business that has a business, courses, coaching, masterminds, where you are divorcing your value from your time, or that is the business model that you want, you likely know that Lifestyle Business School is the program that I have been tirelessly working on over the last 6 months to build out 6 comprehensive playbooks, which basically lay out the entire path. It has everything from business model design to offer creation to back-end delivery to driving traffic, live launch campaigns, automated campaigns, everything you could possibly need to start or grow a leveraged expertise-based business to the lifestyle business sweet spot. Now, never fear, because we've only temporarily closed the doors and we have added a wait list. So if you head to lifestylebusiness.school/join, pop your name on the waitlist and you are going to be notified when we open up the doors with everything built out, which is super exciting, and all of the exciting changes that we have made to the program as well, which we will share in due course. But in order to get the special VIP bonuses when we do open the door, I want you to go and pop your name on the waitlist now. So that is going to be lifestylebusiness.school/join. Put your name on the waitlist and you will be the first to be notified when we open up the doors with everything built out, with a lot of exciting changes and with pretty much the best deal under the sun. All right, let's get into today's podcast episode. Welcome to Lifestyle Business School, the podcast. I'm Stevie Dillon, and this is the podcast for the behind-the-scenes strategy on how to package and market what you know to build an impact-driven, freedom-based lifestyle business. Download our free 28-page business diagnostic and get access to a super juicy, free 4-part training on how to start, build, and grow your expertise-based lifestyle business over at lifestylebusiness.school/free or visit the link in the show notes. Hey guys, huge welcome to today's episode of the podcast. My gosh, I am in the thick of it at the moment. I feel like I need to document this build phase that I'm going through. I did share a little bit in last week's podcast episode around the 7 counterintuitive things that I'm doing to grow my business. So I kind of went through it in last week's podcast episode, but I'm really in the thick of the build mode at the moment, creating curriculum, doing all of the back end things, and it is not sexy. I feel like I need to document this stuff on Instagram because so much of the time, you know, you see people doing all of the fun, sexy things. And I have no doubt that the work that I'm doing at the moment is going to mean that those things will come. But I really almost just want to document the mundane drudgery of me with my hair up, unwashed hair, no makeup on, doing the work, doing the upfront work that is going to ultimately pay off later on, because yeah, we're definitely not sharing this stuff on Instagram very much. And I think it's just leading to this warped perception of leveraged business models where you don't have to do the work and, you know, you're sipping cocktails in Bali. And to be honest, I'm going to be doing that later on in the year. And I want that to be tempered with the perspective that there is a lot of work that goes into being able to have those moments. Anyway, I digress, but today's podcast episode is kind of related to that a little bit, because I have actually created a little bit more work for myself recently, but it is the work that I couldn't not do, because I have noticed that there is a missing link for a lot of people that want a leveraged business model, a scalable business model where they are divorcing their value from their time, and therefore they ultimately will need greater volume than like a one-to-one business model. So they're going to need to make more sales than the one-to-one business model. And in order to do that, you need to have more leads. And in order to have more leads, you need to have more traffic and more eyeballs on your things. And what I have realized is that that traffic piece is really the missing link for so many people. So I want to share with you an example of a conversation that I've actually had with quite a few people just recently. This isn't one conversation in particular. This is like an example of the flow of many conversations that I have had. And it goes a little something like this. It says, somebody will say to me something along the lines of, my launch failed, right? And I'll kind of go, oh, that's so weird because, you know, I will have seen the funnel and the funnel would have, you know, have been good and I would have looked at the assets and, you know, I was like, oh, wow, well, I actually really thought that that would have performed. Interesting to hear that it failed. And inevitably, because I am a data girl and I know that all of this is ultimately coming back to numbers, you can diagnose and see what is happening with a launch very objectively with the numbers. I will ask to dig into the stats. It's always the first question I ask. I'll say, okay, great. Can I see the stats, like the flow of the numbers through the launch? And so generally the numbers that I will want to see are numbers related to three things. Number one, traffic. How many eyeballs or clicks over to the launch did you generate? Number two, leads. How much of that traffic actually converted into a lead and registered for the launch event? And number three, sales, and then specifically the sales conversion rate, being what is the percentage of those sales that of those leads that turned into a sale? And so the first question that I always ask is, okay, so what was the conversion rate? I'll always kind of see whether the person knows what that was because the concept of fail is such a subjective thing. Right? And a lot of the time, it won't be a statistic that the person knows. And that is totally okay because the process of learning this is actually where the lesson is. And so, you know, I'll say, okay, well, that's a percentage of the people in the launch that actually bought. So let me know what that percentage was. Like, find those two numbers and let me know what that was. And usually there's a little bit of silence if it's on email or, you know, a conversation in a forum thread or whatever it is. And then there will be the stat will come back. And inevitably, in the situations that I'm talking about here, the stat will come back as something like 5.4% or 3.7%, or even there was one that was like 9 or 10%. And I will kind of be like, okay, because I know that that actually is the hallmark of a launch that converted on the back end great. So for context, I always look in the kind of like the context of benchmarks. And so benchmarks are objective indications of what success looks like. And so really it's different for different types of funnels and different types of offers, but you're generally looking like if you're getting 3% or above, you're doing pretty well for a launch event. And so if somebody comes back and they say, you know, 5.4% or 9 or 10%, I'm like, wow, actually the launch didn't fail. The launch converted great. The problem is that there just wasn't enough traffic. It is easy for me in those situations to see the issue and to objectively see where the opportunity is to improve. But here is the problem. A lot of the time, the person can't see it. And so subjectively in their mind, the launch was an in inverted comma failure. And they will then, this is generally like the cycle, they will then, you know, tear it all down and then try and create a totally different offer or a totally different funnel and ultimately solve the wrong problem. I actually think that it is like the broader industry at large's fault for this type of perception, because a lot of the time we're sold these, like, you know, fast success stories, right? And I don't think it's anyone's fault. Of course, you want to share testimonials and people that are doing great things. But there's this real perception of having like a knock it out of the park win in 2 seconds. And when it doesn't work out like that, we scrap the whole thing and we go and build something else from scratch. And it's a really, really common scenario when ultimately, actually, there was one of two things, or potentially both, going wrong. You had a conversion issue, which meant that the actual launch itself wasn't performing the way that it should, in which case there is data that can tell you what to fix. Or, and this is the case for a lot of people that are just starting out, and it is normal because you are just starting out, right? You have a traffic opportunity, I call it. Once you identify it, then you can actually reverse engineer into actions that will allow you to get more traffic. But here is what actually happens a lot of the time. So someone will decide, okay, I want a leveraged business model. They will build the offer. They will promote it on social media to an inevitably small audience because that's what they're starting with and that is okay. They will launch it. They won't get the objective result that corresponds with the amount of work that they did, because here is the thing. When you are first creating something, there are two things that you need to do. You need to create the offer, you need to create the funnel, and you need to create the product. And that can be a lot of upfront work. And a lot of the time, you can't actually do all of the things well that you need to in order to have a knock it out of the park launch with those things in mind, because you're working so hard on creating the offer and you're working so hard on creating the product that it's really hard to do all of the marketing that you need to do and to make sure that everything is perfect. And that is okay. But it's only okay if you realize that things like launching are iterative processes in the sense that it's not one and done. Usually it's not a knock it out of the park success the first time, but the first time you do actually build the assets that will allow you to iterate and to focus on things like traffic the second time that you launch without having to worry about a lot of the, you know, the creation that you do the first time around. So I say all of that because what will generally happen is the first time you go through the process, you kind of work with what you have. You work with the audience you have. You work with, you know, maybe it's a small social media following and a few people on email, whatever it is. You'll launch it. And generally what will happen is you'll say, okay, well, if you are, for example, if you're in lifestyle business school, you'll know very objectively that maybe traffic is the next opportunity for you. If you're not, you might burn it all down and try and create something different and then go through that whole same process again. But let's say you do know that, okay, well, traffic is the opportunity for next time. Here is the like cycle of stuck that I see people get into. They'll realize that more traffic is needed. In their mind, they'll do one of two things. They'll say, okay, well, I don't have the budget to invest in advertising, for example, which I hear is how you grow really fast. And so I'm going to focus on Instagram. I'm going to post as many, you know, pictures and videos as I can. I'm going to use the right hashtags on them. And I'm going to hope that that works out for me. Inevitably, it will not, because Instagram is a really powerful platform, but organic Instagram is not, unless you're using like a hope strategy, hoping that one of your reels will randomly go viral to the right person. It is actually not a traffic lead generation acquisition channel unless you are fueling that with ads, which I'll talk about in a moment. Or they will say, okay, well, I need to get more traffic and I need to do it really quickly. And so they'll hear that, you know, Meta ads are the way to go. And then they'll, you know, haphazardly try to invest money in paid advertising. And then they'll try to launch again, but actually the lead quality was really low. They weren't even the right people. Like sometimes I'll dig through. I always have a look, like when I'm running ads, I'll actually have a look at like the email addresses and the people that are coming through. Like I stalk the people a little bit online just to make sure that they're actually the ideal person for my offers. And so I will kind of like go through this process sometimes when I'm helping other people. And it can just be so obvious sometimes that the lead quality, it's like they're not your ideal person. Like they're literally never going to buy from you. And so, you know, they've really rushed through that process. And so they might launch again and then their conversion bombs this time because they had low quality leads that were never going to purchase from them. And then you just throw your hands up in the air and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? I'm just going to give up altogether. So that is the problem that I see. And I don't just see it in one person. I don't just see it in two people. I see it in a lot of people. And so what I have realized is that this is the podcast that I couldn't not make. And going back to the top of today's podcast episode, I need to create a solution for this because it is something that I think is, it's essential. Like I can't just stick my head in the sand and not address this because I think that it is the missing link for a lot of people. So even though it is going to give me more work to do, there is going to be more work to do between me and that cocktail that I'll be sharing in Bali in a few weeks' time. I need to do it. And so I am creating an entire program dedicated to traffic, which I think is the missing link for a lot of people. So what I want to go through in today's podcast episode is how to solve that missing link and how to do it the right way, and what you're missing. Now, I can say in 1, 2, 3, 4 words what you're missing. You're missing a simple, effective marketing plan. And I want to be the champion for people to think about very proactively and develop a marketing plan for their business because I can hazard a bet that you don't have a documented marketing plan that is allowing you to reverse engineer into the exact traffic goal that you need in order to reach your revenue goals. I can also hazard a bet that you don't actually know what that exact to the click traffic number is. And so that is the job of a marketing plan. Now, when you think of a marketing plan, you might think of like old school, like, I don't know, when I think of a marketing plan, I think of like, even though I actually did law at university. I didn't do marketing at university, but I think of like a marketing plan, you know, with all of the old school, like I did a postgraduate diploma and it was like just this old school like document that you used to put together and, you know, you didn't actually really use it in your business. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a really simple marketing plan that allows you to hit your revenue goal. And so for any business, you have a revenue goal, right? So there is a certain amount of money that you want to make. The job of a marketing plan is to put together a series of campaigns which are ultimately designed to achieve that goal. I think a lot of the time we forget or we don't actually know in the first place what the job of marketing is. Marketing has, I was going to say one, it's actually got two jobs. Its overarching job is to generate the traffic required to reach whatever your revenue goal is. So when I say traffic, I mean clicks to whatever the start of your campaign is. So its job is to generate that amount of clicks to whatever the start of your campaign is. Actually, it has two sub-jobs within that. Number one, it is to generate the volume of traffic that you require. And number two, it needs to make sure that that traffic is the right quality because there is no use in generating a whole heap of traffic if they're never going to be the people that are going to purchase from you. And this is where I see like paid advertising can go wrong sometimes, right? But also you need the volume. So you need to know to the click, what is the volume of traffic that I need to get to whatever the start of my campaign is in order to to reach my revenue goals. And so that is the only job of marketing. Now, there is another very important part to this whole equation. I kind of think of a house, right? So think of a house with a door and think about like there's a whole lot of people like walking outside of the house and they're walking down the street. The job of traffic is to find the people that are walking down the street and also making sure that they're the right people, that the ones that you actually want to invite into your house and get them to your front door. That is the job of marketing. The job of conversion on the back end is to make sure that you have a funnel set up that is reliably converting that traffic into sales, right? And just to be clear, this is all like a big ecosystem. So I actually don't like when people teach this stuff in silos, you know, like people will, and I understand, like, I think there is a place for teaching individual strategies and individual platforms, etc. But I do think that it is on the business owner to be self-aware enough to realize that they are just one piece and actually you do need the full ecosystem. And so what I mean by that is that you need to, and this is really what the job of a marketing plan is, like you kind of need to know what are all of the pieces involved in achieving my revenue goal. So for example, if you're focusing on Instagram, where does that actually sit in the big kind of picture? So going back to my analogy, traffic is the volume and quality of people that you get to the front door. And you also need to have the funnel and the selling system set up and converting inside of the house in order to turn people reliably into sales. So you need both. It is a full ecosystem. It is why I have built Lifestyle Business School the way that I have, because I don't want people to have to, you know, go over here to get this bit and to go over here and get this bit. Actually, I'm like, no, you need the offer. We have something for that. No, you need the selling, you need the traffic. Then you need the selling system. Then you need the automated system and like how it actually all of the pieces work together. I do feel like that has always been the missing link. So let's go back to the job of marketing. It is to generate the volume and traffic of volume and quality of traffic required to meet your revenue goals. And so I want to break down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 basics in terms of what you need to be thinking about to build a marketing plan that is going to help you sell your scalable offers. So number one is that you need a campaign mindset. So a marketing plan isn't like, let me post on Instagram when, you know, my offer comes out, or even let me post on Instagram for 2 weeks out from my launch and see what happens and see if I, you know, cross my fingers and hope that I reach my revenue goals. No, a marketing plan is actually a series of sales campaigns that have specific sales offers that are strung together throughout the year to reach your goals. So you need to be clear on what type of campaigns do I want to be running in my business? And this actually kind of comes down to the sales model of your business. You might say, I'm going to primarily have a launch, like a live launch sales model. Or you might say, I'm going to have an open door model and I'm going to be doing monthly promotional campaigns. Or you might say, actually, I'm just going to be running an automated funnel and I might supplement that with a live launch campaign. So this is where like traffic and then funnels and all of the things start to come together. And I do think you need this holistic view of it, because what you're doing with your marketing plan is that you're running traffic to campaigns. You're not just kind of saying, you know, I'm going to be selling this. And I think there's this like real perception with evergreen, like when people talk about evergreen sales, they think that like, oh yeah, you just put this thing out and then people will come in and they'll just purchase it. It doesn't actually work like that. You still need to structure your marketing calendar into campaign periods. And so like, for example, you need to be clear on, okay, so what are the sales promotions that I'm going to be running throughout the year? Am I going to run a sales promotion where even though my offer is always open, every January I offer a bundle where we also do a goal setting exercise and there is a sales promotion running for 5 days to that. And then in February, theory, it might be something else. So you need to actually plot out on a marketing calendar what those campaigns look like for you. And when I say you need a campaign mindset, what that means is that you can't just say, okay, well, my marketing plan is that I'm going to post on my social media platform of choice and just hope that people purchase. You need to like congregate your marketing into campaigns throughout the year. Number two is that you need a specific traffic goal. Now, I will never, ever, ever forget the first time I decided to launch anything, which was my hashtags aren't the answer social media course back in, I think, 2018. So I was coming up to the launch of that and I had put together all of the launch assets. I'd kind of, you know, I was doing it for the first time, had no real idea what I was doing. That ended up, like, my first launch was a $120,000 launch. Let me tell you the reason why. I had a conversation with a business owner that was further along with me, too. In fact, I will always be thankful to them. And they said to me, Stevie, how many registrations do you need to reach your revenue goal? I didn't have a revenue goal. I didn't know how many registrations I needed to hit it. And I didn't know what I needed to do to get that number of registrations. Now, if we hadn't had that conversation, there is no way that I would have achieved the goal that I did. What I ended up doing was I said, okay, to them, I said, well, I want to make $100,000. And they said, well, that is a big goal, but I'll show you how to reverse engineer into it. And the way that you reverse engineer into it is that you get very, very clear on what the benchmarks for success look like at each step of your funnel so that you can work out, okay, if I want to make $100,000, let's say it's a $1,000 offer, I'm going to need 100 sales. How many leads do I need in order to get 100 sales? So reverse engineering in from there. Let's say we use an assumption, a benchmark that 3% of people purchase. That will then tell me how many leads I need. And then in order to get that number of leads, you need to know, and this is the job of traffic, how many clicks do I need over to that launch page? That is the job of your marketing plan, to drive that number of clicks and to ensure that those clicks are the right people, i.e. they are good quality. So you can't just hope that people will see your offer and purchase from you. I'm so thankful that I got into the mindset of this from the very first launch, because in that launch, I then knew to the click how much traffic I needed to get to that page. I put that up on a post-it note on my computer, and then I crafted a marketing plan to reverse engineer into that number. I didn't just hope that it would happen, and that is the key. You need to know the exact volume of traffic for every campaign in your marketing plan in order to reach your revenue goal to the click. Number three is that you need a strategic content plan. Now, a lot of people treat content as their marketing plan. This is not the way to go about it. Now, I am so, so bullish on the power of content, specifically thought leadership content, where you are building your authority by authoring content and then leading the thought in your industry. I am so bullish on it. I think as an expertise-based business, you cannot not be authoring content. I feel very passionately about that. But you need to be doing it, going back to thinking in a campaign mindset, you need to be doing it in a way that is strategically priming people and leading them along the customer journey to be ready to purchase from you. So when we talk about a live launch campaign, generally they are, you know, 8 to 12 weeks long. And the reason for that is that within your audience, there might be a small percentage of people that already know what their problem is, already know how to solve it, and they're going to be a pretty easy sell. most people won't actually be in that position. They've got a problem at the moment because they don't know how to solve it, and so they're stuck. And so they're probably trying to solve it the wrong way, right? They're probably walking around trying to fix their lead problem by posting more on social media when your offer is a podcasting course. And so you need to take them along that journey in that 8 to 12 week period for them to realize that actually they're stuck, maybe because they're too focused on social media and what they actually need is a podcast. This is just an example. And therefore, once they believe that to be true, they're ready to purchase from you. But that doesn't happen with haphazard content. And so I feel very bullish about content. I think it is very important. I think that it needs to be strategic and it needs to be aligned to whatever your campaign is and where you are inside of that campaign. There are different sort of campaign periods, and you need to make sure that you are aligning your content to that campaign period so that it is supporting your sales in a strategic way. It is not the only way that you market your business. Yes, it's important that you get good at it. You need to get good at organic content. That comes from consistency and discipline and looking at what's working and looking at what's not working. But also, it's actually not the only thing. And I harp on this point because I think the biggest thing that people are doing is treating content, the creation of organic content, usually on one social media platform, usually just on Instagram, as their entire marketing plan. And they're wondering why they're not reaching their traffic goals for their scalable offers. And it's because it's actually going to be very difficult to do that. Unless you want to be like an influencer or you want to build like a media company. Like, one thing, my business, in the future, my big goal, like, I love content creation and I actually want to build a media company. Like, I want to make my podcast huge. I want to build a very professional newsletter. I want to do a lot of things that are very focused on building a media company. 99% of people do not want to do that. And therefore, there is a better way to achieve your traffic goals. It is not just focused on content. So that leads me to number four, which is that you need an always on lead acquisition channel and a way to know if it is successful. So in addition to your content, you need to have a way of getting in front of new eyeballs, going to where the fish are and going fishing and bringing them back to your contact list, nurturing them, having a nurture system already in place for when they get there so that they don't just collect digital dust. You're not just collecting email subscribers like trophies or stamps, if anyone used to do that. I did when I was little. I really did. I used to collect stamps. but you need to have an always-on lead acquisition channel. And so the reason for this is because a lot of the time, your campaigns are actually, like, the sales part of your campaigns are small windows of time. So, you know, let's say that your business model is you have a monthly promotion every month for 5 days. And in the lead up to that, you're priming your audience, right? So for 5 days every month, you're in like an active campaign sales period. It is actually very difficult to generate the number of clicks that you identified that you need in step two in that small period of time. It is going to be a lot easier for you to do that if you are consistently building a contact list and you have a system set up to automatically prime them so that when you have a promotion, they are sitting there and they are ready. Now, a lot of the time people get stuck here. I know this 1000% for sure because I've worked with enough people on this. They get stuck because they don't know what to do and they're nervous if they are thinking about like a paid lead acquisition channel. They're nervous about losing money. And I think the big missing link here is teaching some of the fundamental marketing principles about how to reverse engineer into a marketing budget and how to know whether the campaign is successful or not. I think that that is going to help to alleviate a lot of the pressure that people feel around this. But long story short, you need one. Like, you get to pick. Like, you can choose a paid lead acquisition channel like Meta Ads or influencers, or, you know, there's a lot of different lead acquisition channels, or you can pick one where you are using your time, but you need one. You don't need six. You don't need to try 5 or 10. You don't need to do all of the things for 2 seconds and then give up. What you actually need to do is decide on one, decide that you're going to commit to it, have a system for knowing whether it's working or not, once again, based on my love language, which is data, and then roll it out with that system in mind. You hear of established business owners that are doing it a different way. So you hear of them, you know, coming up to a launch campaign and they might run a whole heap of money in advertising like 2 or 3 weeks out from their launch, and then they will generate their required volume of traffic that way. I want to be very clear, for 99% of people who don't yet have a super dialed in funnel, an offer that they just know reliably converts, that is a great way to lose a lot of money unless you're happy to spend it on testing by following that strategy. I see a lot of people that want to do that. They want to, you know, spend big and do it a couple of weeks out because they've realized that maybe they haven't had that, you know, always on lead acquisition channel in place. Until you are a super experienced business owner that has high performing assets, that is not the strategy to use. For 99% of people, it is consistent lead acquisition and then deploying those people into your launches. That is the way to go. And then number five is that you need to have an idea of something called like your click power. Here's what I mean by that. So in step number two, we talked about needing a specific traffic number. So you need to know exactly what that number is. How much traffic do you need in order to reach your revenue goals? So you need to know, how many clicks can I drive to a campaign when I need to? That number is your click power. It is how many clicks you can drive in a short amount of time. So think about, if you've launched before, think about what that was for your last launch. How many people did you get to that registration page or to that sales page or whatever, like the front page of the campaign was that got people into the campaign? I know what that number is for me, and I'm always trying to increase and improve on that number. You need to find out what that number is for you, and then you need to have a strategy in place for consistently and reliably increasing that number each and every time you run a sales campaign. Because that number, which is actually wholly and solely within your control, but it is not wholly and solely within your control if you only think about it when you're 1 or 2 weeks out from a launch or a sales campaign. You need to know what it is and then what dials and levers you need to pull in order to increase it, because that is like that push to get those clicks over to the page. You need to know what you need to do in order to do that and what you need to do outside of that like period of time when you need that in order to improve your ability to do that. So let's just recap very quickly. The missing link, I think, for a lot of people, and the reason why I feel like I need to address this, because I'm looking around, nobody else is addressing this. Nobody else is teaching you how to actually create the strategy involved in a simple, effective marketing plan to fix this problem that comes up when people want to create scalable offers, which is traffic generation. So in order to address that problem, you need a simple and effective marketing plan. That is the solution. That is the missing link, in my opinion. Nobody is teaching marketing plans. You know, nobody wants a marketing plan. It doesn't sound like the sexiest thing in the world, but actually the marketing plan is the thing that is stopping you from achieving your dreams of that leveraged business model. And so I want to be the one that is going to give you the strategy that you can then plug in all of the tactics. You can then, you know, Instagram still has a place and, you know, all of the different tactics still have a place, but they all need to be deployed in a very specific way that is governed by your marketing plan, which is your plan for achieving your revenue goal. And so to break down the basics, you need a campaign mindset. You need to think in terms of sales campaigns. You need funnels set up and you need to make sure that they are converting. You need to know your specific to the click traffic goal for every single campaign. You need a strategic content plan. It is an essential pillar of an expertise-based business, but it needs to be done in a strategic way. You need an always on lead acquisition channel, and you need a way of measuring that channel based on data so that you can make data-driven decisions on things like investing budget or time into that channel. And you only need one of them, just one. Yes, you can start to do other things later on. Like, my views on this are very similar to like your offer suite. You don't need an offer suite until you have a really high converting offer. You don't need more than one lead acquisition channel until you have one that's working really well for you. Keep it simple. And you need to know your click power and how to improve it. The last time you ran a sales campaign, how many clicks did you get? And then how can you improve that for next time? Because that metric is actually going to be very indicative of the success of your next sales campaign. So guys, with all of that in mind, I am very busily working behind the scenes in a very unsexy manner, hair up, no makeup on, doing the work, because I know that I need to solve this problem. And I know that this is going to help a lot of people. And I know that it is the missing link when you know how to think about marketing this way. No, you don't need to be a marketing expert, but yes, you do need to understand traffic and you do need to know the strategic system to reverse engineer into it. So hopefully this podcast was helpful. It is a taste of something that I am working on that is coming very, very soon. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, please hit that little follow or the subscribe button so that you get new podcast episodes sent to your podcast app every single week. There'll be more content like this in the coming weeks because it is on my mind at the moment. I am creating a lot of internal curriculum content around it. So why not share on the podcast, right? All right, guys, until next week, I'll see you then. If you enjoyed this week's episode of Lifestyle Business School, the podcast, I invite you to check out our Lifestyle Business School membership. The Lifestyle Business School membership is the complete operating system for building an expertise-based online business to the lifestyle business sweet spot. It is the resource for every current, aspiring, and advanced business owner wanting to start, build or grow a leveraged expertise-based business. Think courses, coaching, online business, online education, anyone looking to build a business around their expertise in a leveraged way where your value is divorced from your time. Whether you're starting from scratch and you're looking to start building an audience and create an irresistible offer, or you're already established and you want the systems and processes to deliver and market and sell better so that you can grow, Lifestyle Business School, the membership, will help you to get there. Get access to our complete step-by-step operating system. This isn't all theory. This is templates and resources and everything you need to define your end game and business model, to build out every step of your leveraged business machine, from offers to lead generation to live launching to automated selling systems and back-end delivery processes. And become a part of our active community of like-minded business owners with regular trainings and everything you need to start, build, and grow with a unique focus on building a lifestyle business over relentless scale at any cost. We would love to have you join us in Lifestyle Business School, the membership. Come and check it out and join us at lifestylebusiness.school today.